Well, and a good one to you, Tank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
And welcome to Not Necessarily the News. Immediately followed tonight by 60 Minutes and Morley Safer. Whatever that clicking is right here. Does somebody have their blinker on in the studio? Or are we just constantly turning? There's this weird clicking under
the... It's the eventual left.
I'm sure we're fine. It is, though, not necessarily the news.
Not necessarily
the
news.
As the theme song implies.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome our worldwide audience on our Hank Facebook Live. Well, over the weekend, they made their Opry debut. Sesame Street was there at the Grand Ole Opry, part of the 100th year celebration, all year long for the Grand Ole Opry. It was Elmo, and I guess his little tag. When did Abby show up? Has she been a thing for a while?
Yeah.
Because I've been out of the game for a bit, obviously, with that age bracket.
I believe that she is one of the not neurotypical characters, and I think she may be on the spectrum. So
gotcha.
That's Abby. Yeah.
Well, they got up there, and then they sang. Lauren Elena had the honor.
Look at this outfit.
Hey, you like your most bolo tie?
I do like that bolo tie.
You wore a bolo tie because
it's
Elmo hadn't been out of the Sesame Street since 1992. So, congratulations. He nailed it, by the way. Actually, he was booed off the stage. It was actually pretty shocking.
Okay, where's your bolo tie?
It's at home with my other bolo tie collection.
Diddy will not be spending the rest of his life in the slammer and could be doing a decade or nothing at all. So what's next on the agenda for the diddler? Well, we keep hearing rumors about a big comeback. Yeah, do not go to the party if you're invited. But he is really focused on his next career move. Rumors are swirling. He wants to pull a Kim Kardashian and go to law school. Apparently, the rapper believes that he was the mastermind that dismantled the case. He's got a mind for all things litigious and wants the power that comes with being a lawyer. He doesn't want to beat the system. He wants to own it, yo.
That actually sounds like the law commercials of about 50 local law offices currently right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
saying it sounds crazy, but, you know, hold a hammer and there you go. A couple of notable passings over the weekend. British actor Terrence Stamp, known for a lot of things. British actors do that kind of thing. But famously, he was General Zod in the Christopher Reeve Superman films. He passed away at the age of 7. Kneel to Zod. Also, longtime General Hospital star Tristan Rogers passed away at 79.
Oh, my gosh. Played, Robert Scorpio.
Robert Scorpio. Right there, yep. But on the flip side of it, really good news coming out of North Oklahoma. Toby Keith's son, Steelan Koval, and his wife, Haley, just welcomed a baby girl over the weekend. Millie Brooks Koval. Of course, Toby's real last name was Koval. So, congratulations to them. Toby, no doubt, smiling down.
Aw. So one more time for our friends in the way, 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 way back. Big famous stars don't need your money. And if they ask for any, it's probably not the real deal. Ronnie Flint was pretty impressed when Jelly Roll popped onto his screen saying, I want to give you a new car and $50,000. But there was just one catch. He had to pay for the shipping with $70 in Apple gift cards. Newsflash, it wasn't really him. Thankfully, a family member intervened to stop the crazy money grab. All this was created by our good friend, AI.
There you go. I think I could sniff out if it was a fake Jelly Roll. I think I would know AI Jelly Roll. I think I could... But by the way, just in case you are one of those people in the back, shout it.
Jelly Roll!
Now they can hear. So, Miranda Lambert's interesting, wild, wacky summer continues. And on the road, she was playing, can't believe, Lovington, New Mexico had Miranda Lambert. But either which way, she was out there, and she was playing over the weekend. And all of a sudden, somebody threw a bustier at her.
Oh!
The upper portion.
Why?
Which, I'm not sure. She grabbed it. She said... Not my size, but thank you.
Yeah. I mean, those are expensive.
She's had an interesting summer full of lingerie exploits.
Yeah, girls gone wild.
Miranda Lambert thing. Well, it's been hot. And human, more importantly.
So picture it. You're headed from Seattle to St. Louis. The plane is delayed. People are complaining. Kids are crying. And no one gets peanuts anymore. So there's only one thing that can tame the savage beast. That would be music. Grammy nominee Marcus Anderson was on the flight. He had his band pull out their instruments. A little impromptu jazz session. It's kind of like our show.
Feels like an NBC sitcom's about to bust out at some point.
Yeah. Everyone was very, very happy.
Yeah.
You see that?
There you go.
I will say that when I was on vacation, one particular Hank fan was very, very missing my Irish whistle.
Well, I wouldn't say we were missing it, Bob. Mm-hmm. In other airplane news, see, I'm telling you, that was a 90s sitcom theme they were just playing. Airlines can now face lawsuits over, quote, windowless window seats. So rows, because you get those, rows don't line up with the windows, which has always been very slightly disarming and confusing to me. It's like, does that mean like all the nuts and bolts line up too? But yeah, so if you get a window seat, because that usually is a little more expensive.
Yeah, you're going to pay for that.
And you don't get the window, well, I could take it to court. On the flip side, better a window seat than... Better window seat with no window than a plane with no door at this point. So they're just happy to get at least one. And then finally, the guy that was featured, and I haven't seen this, in a Netflix series that is called I Am a Stalker. A guy that was featured in the Netflix, I'm a Stalker, has pled guilty on Friday to not guilty to stalking a woman in Illinois that was featured on the show. Mm. Good luck with that. Diddy may be your lawyer.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
Probably the only way you can get out of that.